Okay, a bit of an interruption there. We knocked the recorder over, but we can carry on from there. Thanks. Okay, John. I'll just hold it. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, as a family, for food we did pretty well, because we were a big family. There was 8 of us now, and we all, but the 2 oldest boys were in the army, so yeah. We only had 6 ration books.
Right.
But we had a big garden, and Father used to do all the veg digging, and we used to help. If we didn't, we'd get a smack round the head, and he'd say, get on out and help with this digging and the weeding. Oh, but he did all the digging himself. Yeah. We just done the dirty work, like weeding. And pulling all the veg, potatoes, and the rest of it.
Had to do it though, John, had to.
From what I remember, we were a very close family and a very happy family for them that were there.
Yeah.
Now on the June 1941, we had the second sister born, June, on the June 19th, 1941, and so that was another addition to the family.
At home, John?
At home,
at home. Yeah. So that's 2 wartime children born.
3 there were.
3. Okay.
The next one was 1942, December.
Gosh.
December the 13th, 1942. Yeah. Right. That's that part of the...
Yeah. Of the family history? Of a family history, really.
Yeah, I got more of that, but that's a bit later.
Yeah.
I left the Church of England school at the end of July. We had our holidays, and then I went to the Westbury Senior School, which is now the McTravers.
Right.
In the class I was allotted, there were a few of my old school in Dilton there. So we had girls I knew, namely Phyllis Loader, now Phyllis Harvey, Mavis Gough, now Mavis Back, and Lily Millard, now Lily Carter. We were all in the same class, so we stayed in that classes all the way through school. We went from 1A to 2A to 3A. From 11 to 14 years, we were all together in the same class. So the girls used to all keep together pretty well, and the boys did as well. So that was that part of it at the school of Westbury Senior School.
So that was close to the end of the war.
From
when you
1941
left.
To 44.
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Now,
mischief.
What we got up to.
Yeah.
We as young boys had a little gang of about 6 of us.
Yeah.
There was Ivan Barnett, Bill Millard, Sid Bull, Eric Mead, Ian Compton, and myself. One of the things we did was Bill Miller used to stick a penny on the pavement, and we'd get behind the walls, which were all walls up there and on the houses, and we'd get behind the wall, and we'd see these people come and try and pick the penny up. We had the laugh of our lives there. Another one he had a penny with a hole in with string, and we used to throw it out on the string and wait to see people try and pick it up, and then we pull the string. That was another thing we did.
I mean, these are innocent games, really, aren't they?
Yes, they were good, but yes. People, after a while, they twigged on, so it didn't work. Another thing we used to do is over at the King's Arms, which was a pub then, it was an older pub, and they used to come out of the bar and go round to the toilets round the back. They couldn't get through the bar because that was the only way in, the outside toilet.
Yeah.
Anyway, during the winter, we'd get there and we'd make snowballs and snowball them out round there. Another thing we used to do was when we got to the Kinger, we used to tie the bar door, because they were old-fashioned doors, and to the jug and bottle door. They couldn't get out. But that didn't last long. No, that was only the once we could do it.
Oh dear. Yeah, have a drink, mate. This is great. I can't believe you've done all this. All this stuff. That's brilliant.
There was other things, of course. But my memory doesn't pick them all up. Only the ones that are good that I know of.
Did you get any memories about the American service people over
here? Yes, I've got it all. I'll come to that.
When you like, yeah.
Anyway, during that time, my father went to London to help with the Blitz, to try and put stuff back together, and clear the buildings and such. Yeah. And during that time, we had lodgers in our house, and we'll come to that bit in a minute.
Okay.
In Easter 1945, I better skip that a minute. During our time at Oldham, one of the lodgers used to teach us and people how to dance. He had a school classes at the Memorial Hall once a week.
Right.
And all the young people used to go there. But they were a bit older than me, but he taught me because I was helping him to take the stuff up to the school, the gramophone and the records and et cetera.
So is that waltzing and all that sort of stuff?
Quick step.
Oh, yes.
Step, quick step and
the
waltz and all
that stuff.
Tango and all of that, the modern stuff.
Yeah.
So every Friday night they used to have a dance up there called the Sixpenny Hop. And they had a band, a live band, the Rhythmic Three. Alfie Barto used to play the accordion, Alfie Mansell on the banjo and ukulele, and Les on the drums.
Right.
Now, I used to go to them dances, and I'd sneak in. They wouldn't charge me, but I could dance as good as any of them.
Right.
I'm only boasting, but
quite right.
My sister, oldest sister, she said, "I love dancing with you, John," she said. So, anyway, in later time, the Americans used to go there, and Fred Dredge and Albert Jones, yeah. It was a tanner for us, but of course, they could see pound coins, pound notes in their eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they made a bit of money out of that.
That's Mr. Dredge.
Yeah. Now I'll go back to the Americans.
Yes, yeah. Were they, before you start, were they predominantly one colour? Were they white? Were they black?
Most of the ones I dealt with were white.
Okay.
Apparently, they were all white.
Yes, yeah.
And it was all. It came one day, a sheet of brown khaki tents.
Right.
Over the whole of Hissamlee. The farmer breaks big fields.
Yes, yes, I know. Yeah.
And around that time, the Americans moved in at Mr. Brake's field. And when I finished work, I used to go up to say, I'm jumping on a bit. In Easter at 1944, I left school and went to work at the tannery.
Yeah.
As a labourer sort of thing. And that was when the Americans, that was in Easter 1944. And about that time, or just before the Americans
they arrived,
came,
did they? Yeah.
Ready for getting ready for D-Day, I presumed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I used to go up there after work, and they'd give you chocolate and sweets, and we all used to go up, and we all had our different tents to go to because there were so many of them.
I mean, we're talking like 20, 30 tents or more?
Oh, more than that.
Really?
Yes, not. Anyway, I was taken under the wing by one of the tents, and one of the men, a sergeant, they used to play dice there, craps they called it, dice, and they used to let me roll for one of them, this sergeant. And I used to win for him. I used to win all the time for him. And when I came away at night, he used to give me a few pounds, and I'd bring it home to Mum. We'd done all right. And just before they were going disembark, I come away with quite a lot of money. In them days, it was a lot.
Yeah.
Might have been about £20, probably, or £50.
£10 was a lot of money.
Yes, but it was a lot of money. And I brought it home to Mum, and she said, oh, we'll do all right for a bit now. But we were all right, because the lodgers were paying money in to keep the out, you know, for the keep. Yeah. For their keep.
Did you notice any sort of equipment up there? Any armaments? Any?
No, I didn't bother with that.
Well,
I just
would you?
Went for the closeness of getting to know the soldiers, you know. Mm. Same as all of them.
Do you remember?
But there must have been the armament and the lorries, what they got.
Yeah, yeah. Any names that? No, of course not.
No, I can't remember nothing about names because they were just a couple, you know, soldiers.
Yeah, Mick, John, Bill, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, this sergeant, he was named, I know his name, but it was Bill. But that was all, nothing, you know. Yeah.
And he was a sergeant.
Yeah, you know.
Remember that, yeah.
In with the other men.
Yeah, yeah.
towards the end of 1944, mm-hmm. my oldest sister, Lena, married an American soldier.
No.
Yes. And he was here because he was at the ham, you know, the...
I do, yes.
On the ham, in the big camp at the ham.
What was he doing? Do you know what he was doing?
He was like a clerk, but yeah. He was a master sergeant.
Yeah.
Clyde himself, his name was. Mm-hmm. And my sister courted him for some time. Mm-hmm. They met at the dance at...
Dilton?
Yeah. Yeah. He remembered me pretty well because Gerald Barnett had an old bike. He said, if you can sell this, John, there's a bit of money in it. Well, Clyde, my brother-in-law who was, I sold him this bike for 30 shillings. Oh, and it broke down on his way home, the pedal fell off of it. And when he saw me, he said, ah, you're the little devil that sold me that bike that broke down. I said, well, I only tried to make a bit of money. He said, I can understand that, but next time don't pick on me, he said.
Well, you didn't know the pedal was going to fall off, did
no,
you?
No, and I didn't know he was going to be my brother-in-law either.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
Because at that time, he was just an... That was the beginning of them coming into the village from the ham, you know. Yeah. Anyway, my sister married this American in Trowbridge. Mother was worried because of the reception we were going to have at the Memorial Hall. We didn't have any food that we could spare. Mm. Anyway, no problem. The Americans were seven pound tins of ham, Spam, everything we needed was there. They were very good at supplying everything. Mm. So we had a good reception and that was it. And the next thing I remember, they were married, she moved to London, she came home, and she was going to America in 1945. Yeah. And we all went to Southampton to see her off. She went on a liner to America.
With lots of other people?
Yes. Yeah. With a lot of G.I. brides. But
really?
She was
yes.
pregnant then,
yeah.
7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
They were worried that she would have it on the way, but...
She was okay.
Her husband wanted her to go to America because he wanted the child to be an American subject.
Right. Yeah.
And that's about all I've got, unless you ask me some questions.
I'll
probably be able to remember something else.
Well, I might have a couple of things, but I think you've covered just about, most of the things I was going to talk to you about. I mean, you've mentioned food. I mean, some of the things like the, getting around during the war, travel, for you between 9 and 14, I suppose maybe you didn't have to travel too much. I mean, what
I
was
used
it?
To have to walk to Westbury School.
Right.
But there were Harry Millard, who had the garage, Bill's father.
Yeah.
He used to have a utility charabanc.
Right.
And the moderns. That was the modern one because it was wooden slat seats in
right.
it.
Yeah.
That was in the Sharabang.
And where would he take people with that? What was his...
Well, Westbury School.
Westbury, okay.
Yeah, because if you lived beyond the bottom school or you were disabled in any way, you could go free to Westbury. Right. I used to try and get on, but he'd say, you're all right, you can walk. So I did.
God.
And they had a lorry. They used to deliver coal around the village. Hopkins Huntley used to do that. They were partners, Millard and Huntley.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was the transport.
Okay.
They used to run buses through the village. But the village was like a dirt road through, not tarmac, like a stone and dirt road.
A Wild West town.
Yeah, like that.
Really?
That was in the early part.
Yes. Do you remember, someone was speaking to me earlier about the lack of signs for directions.
Yes, they had to take them down.
You can remember that, can
yes.
you?
Yes.
All right. So
because I can remember them taking the one down at the crossroads up yeah. there to the Hollow, to St. Mary's Lane and to Westbury. Mm. There was a green there, a yes, triangle yeah. green, and in the middle of it was this signpost, and it stated where it was yeah. going. The Chapman yeah. Slade, Warminster.
Trowbridge, whatever. Yeah.
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 And they took that away. Down. That was the only one I can remember taking
but
down.
But that wouldn't worry you anyway, would it?
No, not at that time it wouldn't. Oof. 9 years old, I was out enjoying myself.
Yes.
Going out chestnutting in the big wood.
Right. Oh, what do you mean, Conkers? Or
no, the real.
Oh, really?
Real, yeah. Used to be hundreds up there. And all the children in my age, we used to go up and get them. They were on the floor. They were in their casks, hmm. but you'd take it out and bring a load home every...
Did Mum and Dad... Mum and Dad were pleased to see them, or...?
Yeah, roasted. We used to have them roasted, and yeah. I'm surprised somebody else hadn't said that.
No one said that. Yeah, one person did say something about... a bombing that took place in Lee Road or on Lee Road. I don't know whether you can recall any bombing.
Yes, it was a
happening.
Bungalow along there.
Was
there? Got.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it hit the house or in the garden.
I think it hit the house from
yeah,
from
but
what I was told.
I can remember vaguely about it because yeah. it was big news.
Well, yeah. Did you ever see any aircraft...
Yes,
doing anything?
We did, yeah.
What, over Dilton?
No, going over.
Oh,
no,
going out, going somewhere.
Recommend. I can recall that there was a bit of a incendiary bomb dropped
yeah.
down at Red Pit.
Okay, yeah.
With Mrs. Bathart behind her house. Mm. Anyway, that's a bit of a poor memory
yeah,
on that.
Yeah.
But my sister, she went to a dance at the, you know where the convalescent,
no,
the
yeah.
RCB.
Yes.
Well, there's a big theatre there, in there, that they used to have dances during the war.
Right.
And when they came out, there was a plane pulling down on them, and they could see his face, and they were worried sick. You know, the pilot,
yeah.
it was like a Spitfire, but a
oh,
Messerschmitt,
oh,
sort of
oh.
thing. Or a
whatever.
Nazi German
yeah.
fighter. But he didn't shoot at
oh, right.
them or nothing. He just come down, and they were frightened to death. And
so would I be.
Yeah. But she said that was the only time, because I asked her if she had any
yeah.
memories of the war.
Do you remember any American service people, maybe not here, but in Westbury at all, or not especially? You didn't. Well, you went to Westbury School, but do you remember seeing American
no,
troops?
No, only when they came for the dance.
Right,
that was
because yeah.
a few of them used to go out with the girls in the
of course.
Village.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
Oh, another thing I remember is the Land Army girls came here.
Yeah.
There was a girl married to Roy Bush.
Mm-hmm.
There was Margaret Jones down the road.
Right.
In one of the council houses. What was, it's her own house mm-hmm. now. Dick Jones is... Andrew Jones' uncle, he married a Land Army girl. There was Mrs. Ball, used to work at the farm down at Benbridge, the big farm, the Balls, used to live over the road in that house where the verger is now.
Yeah.
And who else?
Were these Land Army girls that came in from somewhere to work, or they were here? They came in from other places?
They came in from somewhere.
Oh, right, from
I
London,
can't
you know where.
Recall where, no. But they married into the village.
Yeah.
Margaret Jones married Alfie Jones. Mrs. Ball, he used to be in the bungalow out there by the hall. She married Robert, one of the Ball brothers at the farm.
Right.
And but they came from outside. They must have been single
allocated
girls
to
and
do this.
Wanting somewhere, because you never heard of them going back, sort of thing.
What about evacuees, mate?
I mean, we had evacuees
in your school, obviously. I suppose.
Yes,
or not?
And in the
in
village.
The school. Oh, in and in the village.
Yes, we had a notorious one.
And
yes, he was a bandit, burglar. Gangster.
No.
Yeah, it's in
what?
later years.
Oh, sorry.
Was it not then, but
no.
Later years.
Yeah.
Tony Taroni. He lived with Mrs. Gerrish down at one of the small houses on the left.
Right.
I must finish this one.
Oh no. Well, I mean, were any of them in your class at school, or didn't you really come across them too much? I mean, they were just around.
Yes, but they were in lower classes, if you know what I mean.
I do, yeah. They were younger. Yeah.
But there was Pete, somebody, lived with the Hunts at Clearwood.
Yeah.
You may know the nephew Hunt, works in Trowbridge. He's to do with the Real Beer Group.
Oh, right, yeah.
That was him. Then there was one, as I said, lived with Mrs. Gerrish.
How did they get on? I mean, do you reckon
they all right, they all mixed in all right.
Did they?
Then there was a bloke, one child called George, down at, lived in this street down the road a bit.
Yeah.
Then there was a girl who I went out with a couple of times round at Whitechurch.
Right.
Staying with the Hillmans round there.
Gosh, yeah.
And she was a bit flighty, I'll tell you. But
we don't need to know that.
No. But I live.
Do you, John, I'm sorry, there was a chap you mentioned to me. Oh, just in part.
Ryan Geary.
Geary. Now, was he an evacuee or not? He was just a
No, he was here, but...
Oh, right.
His father was in the civil service, and they travelled around London, Bath, and here. He used to live at Broker's Wood.
I'm trying to get in touch with him now, because he's apparently still around.
Yeah, but I haven't got his phone number.
No, don't worry. Other people have mentioned him, and I just wondered
have
if...
They,
yeah.
He seems, yes, no, it was
seems
Brian
quite a nice
Geering,
chap.
Davis, Johnny Maggs. They were another group, but I was with them as well sometimes.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because I was, you know...
In that age group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different age.
Well, I don't know. I honestly, I don't think there's any... Oh, you've really knocked me over, because all the stuff you had is... You could have printed this list of things that would potentially be of interest. I mean, unless you know of anyone else who you think would have the sorts of memories that would be worth recording that you know of now that's still around.
Well, all I know is, but you said her daughter is one of the... That was Phyllis Harvey.
Yeah.
She was in a...
That's fine.
Lily Carter you've been speaking to. There's Mavis back, but she lives in Melksham.
Doesn't matter.
So.
Mavis back?
Back. B-A-C-K.
Okay.
Knee Goff.
Right. I'm going to make note. I'm going to make a note of that. I should be better prepared. Mavis back. Is she similar age to yourself?
She was in a class with Lily Millard and all of it, you know, Phyllis Loader, as she was,
yeah.
Phyllis Harvey, Mavis Goff, her name was.
Right. Oh, her name was Mavis Goff then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's under bank. And she would know because she's very, she's lively, so
it. Is she? Yeah.
You know, like she got a good memory, and
yeah,
you can mention it. I said, if you like, if you get hold of her.
I can't tell you. You throw me a bit by all this.
I put it down.
It's brilliant.
As
yeah.
I remembered it, and I thought, I won't be a Wally and not know anything.
No, I think you'd have been a Wally,
you
mate.
Might ask
I'm going to close the interview now, mate. And all I say is thanks. It's brilliant. All right. So.